But right now, Robert Tompkins is in to review the new DCU movie Justice League and the Australian-produced film Jungle. Jungle follows a group of explorers as they are forced to try and survive against deadly threats in the Amazon jungle. It's set in 1981 and based off the novel of the same name. Robert Tompkins is here to talk about that film and other new releases. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, how are we?
Not too bad,
on
yourself?
This rainy day. I'm well. Jungle, as you mentioned, is directed by Greg McLean, written by Justin Monjo. It is adapted from the book by Yossi Ginsberg, who is played by Daniel Radcliffe in the film. And, yeah, he travels to Bolivia sort of after a number of years as a soldier in the Israeli military, sort of seeking adventure, becomes friends with fellow travellers Marcus Stamm, who's played by Joel Jackson, as well as who's a Swiss school teacher, and as well as an American hiker and avid photographer, Kevin Gale, who's played by Australian Alex Russell. And after arriving sort of in La Paz, he's spotted by a mysterious Austrian who called Karl Ruckprechter, who's played by Thomas Kretschmann, and who claims sort of the existence of this lost tribe and suggests maybe searching for this lost tribe in the jungle. And so both basically Yossi's sort of wide-eyed and sort of wanting adventure sort of believes him, and then he convinces both Marcus and Kevin to join him, and which basically turns out to be a fateful mistake, just going off for an adventure into the jungle. What initially hooks you with the film is beautifully shot and sort of lush at times, showing this really sort of mysterious setting, sort of beautifully captured by cinematographer Stefan Duccio. There is an attempt to create sort of recognisable and believable relationships between the three friends, but it really moves way too quickly within the first act to really ground them in any sort of real reality or sort of a real relationship between each of them. It doesn't really breathe properly. So there's no real emotional connection between them, sort of. So when there is, say, infighting or there's an attempt at an emotional moment, it sort of seems false and awkward. And the weird thing is that it starts off quite quickly in the pacing, but then once they're in the jungle, it really slows down so much to that it times feels sluggish. And McLean, who he's, you know, no stranger to creating tension and fear and scary things because he directed Wolf Creek. The problem is, I think, mainly with Justin Monjo's script, who really seems more sort of painted by the numbers survival story without really crafting a genuinely suspenseful film. So more than anything, the actual nature of the jungle, so to speak, isn't really utilised enough.
Kind of seems a bit silly, really. You go to all that effort and then you don't use the whole character of the jungle.
Because the jungle...
And you call it jungle.
Yeah. But because even though they're detail. In the jungle really is the antagonist, is the bad guy, is the bad guy. So, and Daniel Radcliffe, he throws himself into the role and, you know, does the whole thing of eating weird things to survive, and he looks emaciated, the beard is all feral and he's all dirty and gross, and he makes a physical transformation, but really the script and the lack of cohesive and, I guess, direction in many of the later scenes when sort of McLean attempts to create a backstory and round out Radcliffe's character, he still is much more just a caricature of a survivalist. So what could have been really an exciting man versus nature thriller is just sort of sadly ended up being a plodding and undeveloped bore, really. The actors did their best with what they had, but Greg McLean, who is known for quite scary and horrifying imagery and things from Wolf Creek and Rogue and other things, I think he should have gone all in, just created this sort of unashamed exploitation style, no holds barred survival parable, but sadly, it just seemed like it was a missed opportunity.
Well, look, knowing as little about film as I do, Robert, it seems to me, when I read the description and the jungle being the bad guy, I thought, gee, this is a bit stereotypical. And as you say, he just should have gone in, made an exploitation kind of movie because it's pretty exploitative, but then fails to exploit the main character of the jungle. Is it all just really a metaphor for people bumbling through life rather than a horror film?
I don't think it's that deep.
Wow.
For my personal viewing, I think it was one of those films that I think you could clearly see that what they wanted to do wasn't what they were able to achieve, and it was an undeveloped script. I think it was something that many of the relationships weren't developed enough early on in the film, and because of that, and you don't really care for these characters, by the time you actually get to the survival, there's no one really to root for. Even you're not even the jungle's not even interesting enough, or the stakes aren't raised high enough that you want the jungle to, you know, eventually devour Daniel Radcliffe's character. So yeah, it's more frustrating than anything.
You're listening to Radio Adelaide, and we're speaking with our movie reviewer Robert Tompkin. And as you heard there, a bit of a big fail for Amazon Jungle, not highly recommended. But so we're going to move on now to Justice League, which has just come out. The film is technically a sequel. Is it really a sequel, or can it stand alone?
It is technically a sequel. The Justice League takes place after the events that have happened in from Batman versus Superman, which was Dawn of Justice back in 2015. And it sort of continues a story that they've created, Zack Snyder's created with Man of Steel in 2013, as I said, Batman vs. Superman, and then sort of Suicide Squad, and then the surprise hit out of all of them and critically acclaimed Wonder Woman. So they're all combining all of them. So this film takes Batman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, The Flash, and Aquaman, the man who talks to fish, all to... Basically, the plot is that there's some big scary alien guy, and he's come to Earth, and he's going to destroy Earth, and they have to band together to basically defeat him. And
so you've described the Avengers. Can you describe Justice?
Yeah, basically, League? Basically, the way I saw this film was that if you want to see sort of a group of superheroes go against some big scary guy that's trying to destroy the world, just watch Avengers Age of Ultron, basically.
With a large portion also directed by Joss Whedon as well.
Yes, and that's this film, you can tell the scenes that were written and directed by Joss Whedon in terms of its banter and its quick dialogue. But again, this film really only moves from scene to scene. The first act really is exposition and quick banter, and just really moves on from blowing up buildings, and it's as if Zack Snyder is just playing with action figures and then gone, yeah, that'd be cool to see, just them blowing up buildings and smashing into each other. There's no character, there's no real development of story, and even though it is an improvement on Batman versus Superman, it's still a turd.
Gee, well, you haven't had a great week, Robert.
No, it's more annoying because there is the potential of creating really enjoyable characters out of these very rich characters that they have, like Wonder Woman and Batman and even The Flash, that they have this real rich history behind them. But it seems the filmmakers or the scriptwriters or whoever it may be at Warner Brothers basically more so thinks about how can we make this enjoyable to the lowest common denominator, the dumbest of all, maybe kids, so that they can sell merchandise and they can see their superheroes using their superpowers on screen. But in the end, it doesn't make a enjoyable or memorable film. And, you know, Zack Snyder has tried his best and he's tried to really replicate the success of Disney and Marvel with creating this now comic book universe of the DC characters, but it just doesn't really work as a film.
All right. Well, thank you for enduring these movies yeah. this week.
Hopefully, I'll be able to see something that now that we're leading up to sort of Oscar season, everyone will be piling on their awards contenders. So that's when they hold out with the, I guess, higher quality films, I guess to say. But then again, who knows?
You've been listening to Robert Tompkin talk about the non-survival movie Jungle and the purported action movie, superhero movie, Justice League. Thanks very much.
Thank you.